show.
Oh, look out! Look out!
WKRK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Christ, they're dropping like flies.
I just want to tell you what we're planning so far.
What about the beaches, Chief?
We're going to put on the extra summer deputies as soon as possible. And then we're going to try and use shark spotters on the beach.
Are you going to close the beaches?
Yes, we are.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
The late Roy Schneider.
You're going to do what you do best. You're going to sign this voucher so I can hire a contractor.
I don't know if I can do that without...
I'm going to hire Quint to kill the shark. What are you talking about? Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing. That's why you're going to sign this, and we're going to pay that guy what he wants.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That is so true, Dick.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
How about you, retarded Regis?
Regis.
What's the deal, Regis?
Thank you, Reg. Yeah. Roy Scheider. That's too bad.
I like Roy Scheider. He did a little movie right around the time of The French Connection called The Seven Ups, which was kind of a poor man's version of The French Connection. I love that. And, you know, he was one of the guys. Did he make one or two Jaws movies?
Two.
He made two, and the second one was okay, and then his wife, like, stayed on. His wife stayed on and made, like, all the other sequels after that, which really sucked.
Jaws 4 had Michael Caine.
Which did it really?
Was Jaws 3 the 3D one?
Jaws
obviously.
3D, yeah.
Jaws 3D.
One of the greatest scenes in any movie is when he is, I think he says, hey, come on down in here, start spooning out this S. And you get a laugh, and it's one of those great moments where the laugh is followed by a moment of terror as the shark comes out of the water. Great, great movie.
Dun, 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 dun.
Not a movie I think that, you know, it holds up because the story's so strong, but really when you go back and look at it now, you know, you can tell that, you know, you're looking at a robot shark. Yeah. You really can.
Of course, but back then, I mean, back then
it was cutting edge.
Cool as balls. I mean, I don't think we'll have another movie like that. Although I got to say, I did see a promising ad for the new Larry the Cable Guy movie that I think has the chance.
Cutting edge technology is what you're talking about?
No, yeah.
Scary. Is he a food inspector again?
He is some type of inspector.
That's funny. Oh. Always funny.
Larry the Cable Guy, best CGI you'll ever see.
The reason that Jaws holds up so well is that the robot never worked. So they had to shoot around, and they ended up showing very little of the shark.
Yeah, because
the robot never worked.
And they showed real sharks, too.
Yeah, they did. Good movie.
The phoniest shark ever is in that Batman movie. The one where Batman has to use the shark repellent. Oh, that. I like your dismissive, oh, that.
Don't worry, is that where he's hanging from the helicopter and the shark's holding onto his leg?
Yeah.
That would, you know, any normal shark would have ripped off Batman's leg at that point.
It was
but it's just
plastic shark.
It's a plastic shark that you could drink out of that shark.
I'm pretty sure that was a real shark.
That was not a real
shark. A trained real shark.
It was a trained shark.
Hey, listen, yesterday, the beginning of the end, this football season for me. Yesterday, I turned off the Pro Bowl, not because I was sad, not because I was upset, because I was bored.
It's always boring, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I know they go half speed, but when a guy lines up for the extra point and you just basically see the guys in the line of scrimmage shaking hands with each other.
But is the Pro Bowl really the same now that Don Ho is gone?
Nothing's the same without that hoe, Mike.
Tiny bubbles. He was a great hoe.
And his bitches were great, too.
I'm sorry.
His hoes, his bitches. So I'm bored during the game yesterday, and I'm going on all these different internet sites looking about Roger Clemens' wife being shot with HGH and Belichick maybe being fired. And I found this on SportsIllustrated.com. They rate the NFL announcers at the end of the season.
Ah.
I think you'd be really surprised if you're a football fan like we are.
This is in your wheelhouse.
Five stars is the best. They don't give anybody five stars.
Not even Larry?
Are they ranked, Don? Are they ranked from worst to first?
They sure are. In the opinion of Sports Illustrated, the best football team is Sam Rosen and Tim Ryan from Fox.
Very surprised at that.
Then underneath them, second place, you have... Oh, that's right. Oh, Sam Rosen.
Hey, stop that Jew.
You have Ron Pitts and Tony Bozzelli.
He's Bozzelli.
Then you have Al Michaels and John Madden.
Do you believe in miracles?
In third place. In fourth place, you have the NFL Network crew. Chris Collinsworth, Deion Sanders, Marshall Faulk, Bryant Gumbel. In fifth place. Hey, guys, have you noticed someone's missing?
Oh, wow, you're right. Oh, you got to save it. You have to save it.
That's why this is kind of relevant, Mike.
Ouch.
Fifth place.
You have to save it for the Masters weekend.
Fifth place. Dick Stockton and Brian Baldinger. Fox. Sixth place. Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon, CBS.
Ouch.
Boy, you're getting almost out of the top ten there.
Seventh place. Greg Gumbel and Dan Dierdorf.
Save CBS. It, John. Save it.
Ninth place. Okay. Iron Eagle and Solomon Wilcott.
Who?
CBS, exactly.
Who are they?
They're guys that do lots of Ravens games.
Wow. Please tell me he's in the top 10.
Top 10. Number 10, Jim Nantz and Phil Sims.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, they're ranked, but they're not ranking them in order of their, you know, importance to the network, of course.
Number 11, Dick Enberg and Randy Cross. 12, Kenny Albert, Daryl Johnson, and Tony Siragusa.
You know, what's funny is that the guys that are out of the top 10 do a lot more games. I mean,
13th place, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
The Super Bowl announcers.
14th place, Don Crickey. Or Bill McAtee.
Now, that's when you know you're getting down on the list. Or, you know, they might have a sub.
15th place, Gus Johnson.
A good time was had by all.
And Steve Tasker. And then they just have a hard-on for Tony Kornheiser at Sports Illustrated because they have Mike Tirico, Ron Jaworski, and Tony Kornheiser as the worst football play-by-play guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, it's all just subjective.
But the rumor floating around is that Tony's going to come back, that he's going to be back on Monday Night Football.
That's what I read. But boy.
If he gets along with Jaworski.
When we have Nancy on, it will really be fun to read the, although I'm
you know
sure,
who's loving that? Theismann.
I'm sure.
Theismann's loving that list.
I am quite sure Jim Nantz has already seen this. I'm sure he's probably driving around Connecticut.
Well, that's the nice thing about it, because the next time we'll talk to Nantz will probably be right around the Masters golf tournament, and he'll come on the show, and you ought to just sort of casually bring that out, because by that time he will have forgotten, but we wouldn't have.
He's driving around buying all the episodes, all the copies of this magazine.
I don't understand what the deal is, guys. Big mistake.
Jim, there's a telegram here from Sam Rosen.
This is a really, really, I don't even like to use the word, but it's really frosting me. I'm chapped.
Let's see what it says about him.
Okay. About Nantz?
Oh, sure. Tenth place from Sports Illustrated.
I'll tell you, I will tell you, you know what I think it's going to say? It's going to say that our boy Jim Nantz is okay. It's Phil Sims' issue.
Mike, hold on a second there, Svengali. Okay. It all says, right. Well, Jim. Phil Sims used to be a friend, but I'm sure he thinks I'm the worst kind of traitor during the last few years. As his star has risen to the top of the network's roster, his ability to tell me stuff I don't know has not progressed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a long way of saying that, whereas he'll provide a good sense of excitement when he's doing a real significant game, he falls into cliches. The worst is the search for the eternal storyline, a favorite device of Jim Nantz, but something I've always felt is a deadly trap. Here's the storyline, we hear at the top of the show, or among the many storylines. No, the storyline is what develops from the game itself.
Right.
And as an old handicapper, I can tell you most of the time, it differs from preconceived notions. So, Jim, why bother with it at all? Why get locked into such a static device instead of merely letting the game take its course?
He does not understand, Don.
This will bother him, won't it?
Oh, it'll get under his skin. Mm-hmm.
Because, as Emerson said, and he makes some great stereos, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds.
Little minds, right.
And in this case, it's the variety we find in the regular production meeting, in which Jim Nantz rubs his hands and says, okay, what's the storyline tomorrow? And then when it doesn't work out, which is usually the case, the guys doing the game feel betrayed, and like drowning scouts clinging to a life raft, they try to hold on to any remnant of the line that they can find.
All right, the storyline's going to be Tom Brady and his ankle, And the fact that they've struggled against adversity and everything all year, I'm ready for my storyline tomorrow for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Well, thank God I didn't do the Super Bowl because that storyline didn't pan out.
Fans would be so pissed about that.
Who is the guy? What's the name of the guy that's writing this? Because he said he's a friend of Sims. So
I don't know.
He said he's a handicapper. I'm just curious. Is it Fred Edelstein?
No, is it Dr. Z?
Is it Dr. Z?
Is it Paul Zimmerman?
Dr. Z is pretty respected in football circles.
I'm not really sure, but it's
right. Dr. Z!
Sports Illustrated, it's good.
I tell you, I've got, excuse me, Mrs. Nance, I've got my toilet paper. It's called Sports Illustrated Magazine.
Hey guys, Jim Nance here. Not cool. I am better than Don Crickey. Guys.
I'll tell you something, Fawn, you're going to laugh at this. They put me 10th on the list. No, it's okay, darling. They actually blame Phil Sims more than me. Actually, it's about 50-50, the blame going around.
Hey, Muffin, you're never going to guess this. They got a Jew at number one. That's right, Hardy. Sam Rosen.
Buffy, you're not going to believe this.
I've heard him on the Don and Mike Show, those goys.
This is really a travesty. Listen, I'm going to put a call into Les Moonves. I want him to call directly over to the publisher of Sports Illustrated. This is really unacceptable. You can't have your number one team being ranked 10th in the play-by-play rankings. It's unacceptable. How can I get my head around the Phoenix Open when I'm trying to do this?
That is good. At the Oprah Winfrey store, let me just squeeze this in before we break. Oprah's opening a store.
Thank God.
Maybe you've heard this.
Finally.
Where you can buy all your favorite Oprah stuff. It'll be right by where studio is in Chicago.
Okay.
Wherever that is, Buzz, down Lee Shore Drive.
Right.
Here are some of the
rats. I was hoping they'd set it up right next to Orange County Shoppers.
Some of the things you can buy at Oprah's store. For $120, you can buy glass, bead, and telephone wire bowls handmade by women in Africa.
Okay.
You can also buy dog clothes. You can buy a tire for dogs, $24 Oprah Winfrey dog polo shirts.
How much?
$24.
I'm going to get them all for you guys.
$12 for a collar, $15 for a leash. If you want an Oprah velour jogging outfit with the O zipper pull,
yeah,
that's $100.
All right.
And if you want a pair of Gianfranco Ferrari, I'm pronouncing that wrong, brown crocodile ankle boots. Those are $300.
The good news is it's the same collar that Stedman wears. So it is genuine, so you might want to pick one up.
Rob Spiewak writes that it's also $68 for an entire beef tenderloin.
I buy it all there. It's great.
I would actually wear the golf shirt with the dog collar. And are they dog collars for dogs or humans?
No, they are. She has an entire line of dog clothing.
So it's not like a Stedman collar that we could wear.
No, it is not. Although
or a gimp outfit.
Man, Family Guy last night had me falling down. I swear to God, there was something about Oprah, and there was something about Rosie O'Donnell. When God was putting Rosie O'Donnell together, and God said, "Why are you putting a vagina on that man?"
I only wish we had the Rosie O'Donnell store to go along with it.
Someday.
The Oprah store.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Let's get a number.
Are there any toiletries?
I would love to call and find out.
Mm-hmm. Rob's birthday, March 8th.
Was it on The Simpsons? There was some joke about Oprah. That was at The Simpsons. They said, where's your boyfriend, straight man?
Oh, yeah.
Straight man.
Do you get jokes, Buzz?
Straight man.
You like the cartoons, Buzz?
I love it.
Cartoons are not for kids, right?
That's right.
Not always, right?
You know, Carla's addicted to Oprah, and Carla was showing me the Oprah last night where they had some British guy doing an intervention on a fat chick that she's fat because she hoards stuff in her house as well. Mm-hmm. So she's got she's got fat drawers, she's got a fat attic, she's got fat storage areas in her house, and she's fat, and the lady starts crying. And I'm looking, and I look on the couch, and Oprah's fat again. Oprah's big and fat again. So why is she preaching to us about how not to do this when, you know, she's probably got drawers that are filled with fat stuff?
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know.
Don't go there, Gail.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gail King!
Hello.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I just called. You guys were talking about NFL teams. Did you guys hear Susie Colbert has got the axe?
Susie Colbert?
Oh, I want to kiss her.
Yeah, I want to kiss her, too.
A struggling.
How can Susie Colbert get the axe
right.
after she maintained her composure while being hit on by Joe Namath. Mm-hmm. She should have had a permanent gig.
She is more Muppet-like than Michelle Tafoya is.
Yeah. Are you sad to see to Susie Colbert go?
Nah.
You cares? Don't think so?
You know what I've seen on ESPN recently? Our gal Howard Bernstein's sister, Bonnie.
Oh, really? Ooh. Bonnie You've still manages to look stunning.
And I keep hearing those reports that Bonnie Bernstein's playing for the other team. Really?
Yes.
I've heard reports that Bonnie Bernstein's quite the hetero.
I heard reports that
she has a propensity for athletes.
She swings from the left and from the right.
Kind of a Deion Sanders.
Right? That's what I heard. She's very talented.
I heard some first baseman somewhere, I thought. He got more than first base. You don't have to worry about breaking the seal when you're talking about Bonnie Bernstein. No seal needed.
But you did,
yeah, John, she's been in your car.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm trying to think of someone from ESPN. Have you, you know, some morning I've got to call you when Dana Jacobson is doing a stand-up.
Really?
Today she had on pants. I swear to God, her ass is bigger than your ass, my ass, Rob's ass. She has a big, fat, man ass.
Wow.
And her body is like a trunk. It's like, she's like just a big, gigantic, but I'm trying to think of.
Does she have a normal, like, from the waist up, does she appear to be normal-sized, and then she's just one of the big-ass people?
No, she's just big. She's just a big-boned, corn-fed, big, gigantic Midwest.
God.
But she's not. Who's the fat chick on Shelly Smith.
Mm-hmm.
She's the redhead on ESPN.
She's a woman of larger carriage.
She sure is, Mike.
Very much so. Why don't they give, what's her name over at Channel 4, a shot on ESPN?
Lindsay
Zarniak. You know what I think? You know what I think Lindsay's got to do? She's got to change
that. Get a boob job.
No, I think she could solve it all by changing that last name.
Probably.
That last name sounds like, you know, she ought to be working in some Polish beer hall.
All right, if you don't want to get the implants, at least
Lindsay
get
Rosen.
At least get the little the things you put, the jelly things you put in.
Let me throw this name out at you.
Throw it
for Zarniak. Instead of Zarniak, she should
throw it. I throw it.
Sorry,
something completely different.
Lindsay Gold.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey guys, Jim Nance here.
Hey Jim, what's happening?
Jim Gold, how are you?
Family Guy's a staple on at the Nance house on Sunday evenings. Just wanted to correct you there, Donnie, that when God was putting together Rosie, he was drunk and yelling at the people, and then the guy asked, "Hey, what about the breasts?" And he's like, "Eh, pick up two from the side bend."
Yeah, but he also did. Somebody did say, "How come you're putting a vagina on that man?"
Yeah.
So it kind of is what I said.
Yeah, that's correct.
So then, what did you call for?
I just wanted to make sure he added that part about how God was drunk.
No, but when you called though, it sounded like you were doing you weren't doing an addition call. You were doing a correction call.
And I don't even think this is really Jim Nance.
No, I just wanted to add.
Nance only watches CBS.
I only want you to subtract or divide.
What's your first name?
Just don't multiply.
What's your first name, son?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sean.
Sean Gold.
Undo.
Bye-bye.
Sean Gold.
Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye.
You don't even know why that's such a put-down.
You don't even know.
$68 for beef tenderloin.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God. Love you in Frisco.
Sure you do.
Have you heard any of the rumors of Bonnie Bernstein possibly with the hoodie Belichick?
No, I've not. I've not heard that. I think there's only been one famous behind-the-scenes sports romance that we've heard about, and it's somebody banging John Madden.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I'm going to see if I remember.
Oh, I know.
And we are kind of like we have a code with that, right? If I remember correctly.
Well, come on. This is like liable stuff. So we got to.
Yeah.
We're just talking out of. You got it, Mike.
Okay.
I was surprised when I heard
you that. Got it.
Don't break the seal.
For Madden.
Right.
That's what she's got to say.
Uh-huh.
Christ's sake. Can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
No. You're John Madden's FB. You gotta go to that.
Can't feel my leg.
You gotta go to that bus. You gotta slip into that bus in the middle of the night to give John a little what for.
John, did you cover up the turkey? Yeah, I did. We threw it out 2 days ago. That's me.
Like sleeping with Frank Caliendo.
That would be a very similar experience.
But there is such a woman. That's been a rumor that's gone around for a long time, that there's somebody who's John Madden's secret concubine.
Yeah, and it would kind of make sense, I think, demographically, don't you? After all these years.
I said it before, I said it again. She can do better.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
With both of them.
I think he could do better.
With both of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The guy whose ring she wears.
Yes.
And you think Madden could do better than her?
Sure, he's John Madden. He's John Madden. He's got a bus.
Look at him.
Huh?
Look, I think she is about as great as he can do.
See, I think
he could get a threesome.
If you're talking about somebody who has stature, you're probably right. Now, if you're talking about somebody who's got some kind of name in the business, but if you're talking about just on pure hot level, Madden could get chicks.
No, he couldn't.
Sure, he could.
He couldn't get young chicks. No.
Yes,
no
he could. He's John
there's
Madden.
There's no way.
He'd have to pay for them.
Well, so you didn't say pay. You said he'd be able to get.
Get Mel, but you know, maybe not.
There's no way that
you get
John,
a super fan.
No way.
You get a super fan who wants to go on the Madden cruiser. Listen, do you remember
what young
how tainted you've become?
What young
do you remember
wants
the thrill?
To get John Madden's pants.
It's not, they don't, but it's a question of the whole thing of being John Madden.
He could have a threesome with those bikini girls at Lambeau.
Yep. Well, that wouldn't be up to the standards of.
If they could just lay, you know, what happened that they just laugh at him. He would lay there and just go, "Come on, does it move? Come on, what's happening here, John?" You know.
I mean, John Madden isn't John Madden getting to that age too though now where, you know,
no boner city?
Yeah, I would think so. How old is Madden now?
70, isn't he?
Is he 70? Yeah, he's still got some.
He's same age as Tina Turner.
He thinks turducken is erotic. That for him,
that's right.
Food has become
he
sex.
He could get Tina Turner.
I would imagine that food has been sex for Madden for a number of years.
So I would maintain that maybe it's not, at this point, it's not a physical
relationship. It's not all that relevant to Madden. You'd have to pick somebody else.
Right. Maybe it'd be someone who works at a Bob Evans or something.
Like, for example, in the movie Sideways, the waitress in the barbecue house that they go to. Remember the one that he goes to her house and the naked guy's chasing him down the street? That girl.
She's way too hot for John Madden.
John Madden could get her.
John Madden could get her. He could not.
That woman?
John Madden could not get even her.
Oh, yes, he could.
He could not.
Yes,
he could not.
If you asked her to come back to the Madden Cruiser for turducken?
If I want to know who the woman is that would say, "I am so hot for John Madden, I got to go back to his bus and have sex with him."
It would be a woman who was a passionate football fan. It would be a woman who didn't care about looks. And it would be a woman who really
obviously.
Just, well, yeah, obviously, that's he's got to do it on the name that he's John Madden. What if it was somebody that loved him? I know that there are women out there that probably enjoy his broadcasts as much as we used to.
I don't think.
And there was a time when you and I would have slept with him.
We're different.
Right, I know we are.
We're different.
Very different.
Right. Here's the thing. I think that women could be engaged by his personality, even if they were football fans. But look at him.
Now I'm trying to widen the scope of it a little bit.
Could you imagine climbing on top of John Madden or, God forbid, him on top of you?
You know, now I'm thinking about all announcers because Madden is irrelevant, but it makes me, like, move into the other areas. You got some guys, some of the color guys, I think, that probably get hit on. Howie Long probably gets hit on all the time.
All the freaking time.
I would imagine all the quarterbacks do. Phil Sims, Daryl Johnson, I bet he does.
I bet Jimmy Johnson walking through an airport. You know, says, hey, darling.
Yeah, sitting down there, hey, why don't you come over and drive? How about a double vodka? I'd have another double vodka over here. How about those Cowboys? Do you like a nice coach with the team? I'd say, you, darling. I'm glad you like the show. Yes. You cannot run your fingers through my hair.
Did I drop something to my lap? My goodness. Where's my cowboy hat? Let me just cover up your head there. Oh, darling.
And Terry, you know, as much as he's Terry, you know, he's Terry. He's Terry Bradshaw.
He's sexually retarded, then.
Shazam.
Yeah. Let me see.
Can I touch you?
I think all the ESPN guys think that they're God's gift. Uh-huh. You know all those guys like Trey Wingo, Reese Davis.
You think Berman? You think Berman gets laid?
Here you go. I would think that John Madden has a better chance of having a groupie than Chris Berman.
Agrees.
I think you're probably right. I think there's something about Matt. There's something more accessible.
But I don't think either one of them, I don't think a woman would want to have sex with either one of them if it was her own free choice.
Well, Berman's got a bit of a youth advantage, you know. He's a little bit younger than, than Madden. I haven't seen Berman in a while.
What about Joe Buck?
Joe Buck?
His name rhymes with a bad word.
Yes, it does. I think Joe Buck.
You think his name would be Joe F? Joey F?
You know, though, those guys that do that, the Joe Bucks, the Jim Nances, I've seen Joe Buck out and about with, you know, he is the family guy. He truly is the family. I've seen him like that. But then you see his TV commercials, and don't you get the impression this is a guy who wants to be a rock star, who wants desperately to be a rock star?
There's a wild child that wants to come out of Joe Buck. The wild child that's been inside while his dad has been the Hall of Fame broadcaster, and he's been brought up at this event.
He's seen what the athletes get.
Right. There's a Joe Buck that wants to get VD just because he's never been able to get it before.
But I think early on in these broadcasting careers, these play-by-play guys learn to focus on other things.
Do you think Al Michaels has FBs?
Yes.
So do I.
Absolutely.
And I think in all 32 NFL cities, or however many teams there
maybe
are.
Maybe Marv Albert style, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Al? He's up in his room having a sandwich. Right.
How about Al? I bet Al is like Clinton. Mm-hmm. Bill, not Hillary.
Right.
I bet Al Michaels, when they go like to a city like Jacksonville, they say, Al is busy. He's got an appointment every 45 minutes for the next 5 hours. Leave him around. He's just laying up in his bed, just as the women of Jacksonville come and throw themselves at him.
Would you agree that it's...
To rub his simian-like haircut and look at his bad lower teeth. while I sip his love.
Oh, God. Would you agree that it's probably not like it used to be?
Oh, it's just
there's more scrutiny. Yeah. I mean, it used to be worse, not necessarily with the women, but it definitely was worse in years past, back in the Pat Summerall days when those guys would get done and then it was party time. I mean, every time they were on the road,
harder
it was probably
to get away
party
with
time.
Now,
this is the good old days. Well, you know what Tom Brookshire always says?
I like rape.
Right. Oh, God.
When he and Summerall would get together.
I mean, I'm trying to go down the list right now of the play-by-play guys, and, you know, either... Even the young guys, pretty straight-laced. I just don't see them having the wild parties.
They're all kind of like that now, aren't they, huh?
Hey, how are you? We're sitting here broadcasting live, and it's all about the game. It's about the game. But you know what? We say that. That's the public image. Who knows what they're like behind closed doors?
Genitals? I don't know about genitals. Let's talk about Tom Brady.
You know, all you'd have to do is find a few hotel bills, you know, because they say they don't report it on there, but you could look and see how much spanked revision's on there.
So we never do this, like open up the phones, like, hey, here's the topic we're going to discuss. Ooh, we come back. Let's just see if there's any woman out there, seriously.
Yeah.
Who would bang John Madden? I'm
curious about that.
This is not like the lie detector show. This is not a game.
No men either.
Very seriously.
Because we know we could find men that would do it.
Ladies, and don't goof with us, because we'll ask you serious, serious sexual questions about...
Oh, incidentally, for the record, I wouldn't do John Madden. Like I said before, I would let him have me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the boss.
And only him.
And you know me, Mike, only oral.
giving or receiving.
Yes. That's my motto. Mm-hmm. It's not real sex. I learned that from the high school kids.
That's right.
You know, if he is inclined to do that, I would probably be sleeping with everybody he slept with. Can I change mine to yours, too?
This guy.
I'll take that one, too, but only receiving.
All right, ladies. But this is just for ladies. Would you let John Madden bang you? And if you did, why?
Right.
Why?
Would you broaden it to know who the who? And if not John Madden, is there any other sportscaster?
No, let's just keep it to Madden. If we could just start with Madden.
Because you find it so unbelievable that there's a woman out there that would sleep with John Madden?
I find it impossible. He has grown Listen, one of his sons. Listens to
I bet
our
there's
show.
A 40, 50-year-old broad out there that would like to...
There's proof that there is a Mrs. Madden out there. He's created with his demon seed.
Sure. And that's back... I mean, you go back and look at him in the 60s.
When he was really hot. Like when he was coach of the Raiders.
When he had that button-down shirt with the short sleeves. That white shirt.
Yeah, like crazy mane of red hair.
He was a football player. Mm-hmm. Football players got girls.
Yeah,
always.
But
even ugly football players got girls, right. At least in my high school.
But he's like Fred Flintstone ugly, though.
Yes, he's round. He's like Humpty Dumpty. In the 60s, he looked like Humpty Dumpty.
Here's the thing. You know, there's another big, dumb, fat-looking guy is Bill Parcells. Right. But I bet Bill Parcells gets stink whenever he wants it. It just comes with the makeup. I don't mean that physically of the guy. It's just like you look at John Madden, who's maybe more famous than Bill Parcells. Mm-hmm. But I think Parcells could walk into a bar.
He's got the toot.
And he could get himself a pretty hot chick right away.
I think what it is the power of celebrity as well, though. You know, because I've seen John Madden out at those functions.
Wouldn't
know?
It be John Madden?
Did you see 60 Minutes with Andy Rooney at the Super Bowl?
I did not.
Andy Rooney at the Super Bowl. It's still my favorite. And it's Andy Rooney being Andy Rooney. Shaking, short, elf-like, running around from place to place. But they had a little bit of Andy Rooney at the commissioner's party that we used to go to all the time. And it's Andy, like, sampling wine. Oh, very good. And it's just him being a dink. It's just him walking around with a, we're taping for CBS. Where do I go to get here? Thank the Super Bowl.
Oh, I forgot. He's a Joe Giants fan, right? Isn't he, Mr.
Yeah.
Season ticket. I've
Oh, absolutely.
And,
but hey, in fairness to Andy Rooney, everybody asked him. Giants, guaranteed. Giants, absolutely. And they show a lot of that. And at the very end, he just says, all right, and I feel bad for the Patriots, but really, you should change your name to Boston. And then it fades to black. Just nasty, mean, old, soon to be in the casket, Andy Rooney wandering around the Super Bowl. He loves it. That's his thing. He loves it. There's a guy that's just never going to happen. That hasn't happened since World War II.
I agree. There is not enough money in Osama bin Laden's cave
right.
for a woman to do that with him.
Not a chance. And he wouldn't care either.
Right.
He hasn't cared. Seriously. He probably hasn't cared till since his late 30s.
You know, I would like to do. I'd like to go on you.
Oh. Can I do that? You ever have a kink? You ever have a fetish? You ever have something that you'd really like to
you
do?
You ever look up the word coprophilia?
You ever do something that everybody else is appalled by, but you really enjoy it?
Hold on. Here's a lady. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I would do John Madden, but I would close my eyes and pretend he was Frank Caliendo.
Okay, haha. See, there still are no women.
Yeah, there's not a serious offer. Yeah.
Would somebody please take John Madden?
We equate that
seriously.
Really with getting shot down in a bar ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Sexually. Would you do John Madden? And if so, we'd like to know why. That's the topic.
Yeah, and for no, and there can't be any ulterior motive. You just think because, you know, you've seen him on TV, you've heard his voice.
You love the guy.
You want to be his lover.
Right.
That's right.
You want John Madden's lover.
You want to give him comfort.
You want to be his physical sponge.
And I'd simply receive. I wouldn't want to give.
You're back to that?
Well, Don had mentioned oral, and, you know, I just... I couldn't.
I'll just walk.
I can arrange this.
All my BFFs tell me that it's not like having sex, Mike. That oral's not having sex. And so everybody's texting me. With
That's the new attitude. The new morality the kids have these days.
All my BFFs. And, you know, I still think of BF. I still think of, you know, butt F. I don't think of best friends.
And might think of that, too.
Well, let's break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.